fi save money dumb. Well, one good way is to save energy.
Welcome to EnergyWise. It's a program from the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, MSTEM.
Well, well, well. It's the first time I come into this office and don't feel like I'm in a winter country.
Kay, welcome back. You mean when you're gone already? How was the course?
Very good, Nikki. I came back a month ago, but I'm at the art office now.
So you're up on street again, Miss K?
Yes, my friend.
What were you saying about winter country?
I was saying that the place not freezing cold like it used to be.
Guess what? Mr. Garden not here again.
You mean the gentleman who used to wear a woolen suit every day?
With the vest underneath, same one.
And then he used to complain that in here was too hot.
So him put the AC on freezing cold every day.
And the joke was that we all had to end up wearing sweater just like him.
And over my side was the exact opposite. You remember Donnet? She always wanted us to turn off the AC because according to her, she easy to catch cold.
It not supposed to go that way. Government policy said the thermostat for the air conditioners have to set between 78 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit in areas of the building like here where people work. That is government policy for government buildings.
Government policy? Where you get that from?
Me dear, if Jimmy say it's so it go, it's so it go. He's a resident expert on energy.
It is in the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Guidelines approved by the Cabinet of Jamaica.
I heard about that program before I left. And since I'm back, I've gone to one energy meeting. But tell me, why was it really necessary to establish a standard setting for the air conditioning?
You want to know why? Because air conditioning is a gargant of energy consumption and too many people use it in an unconscionable manner. Keep the place colder than necessary just because it's hot outside. And the cooler the AC, guess what?
The more energy it uses.
And the more energy using, the higher the electricity bill. That can't work if you're supposed to be trying to bring down the public sector energy bill. Most of the time, you really don't need to have the temperature so low.
True. The key is to be comfortable. Like being in here now, it's comfortable. Not freezing, not hot, just comfortable.
78 degrees. They know we that.
You can always depend on Jimmy to bring up energy saving, whatever. Even if he has to tie a rope around its neck and drag it into the conversation.
So what else has been happening around here? Apart from the fact that Jimmy has become the energy man. Nikki, what have you been up to?
So nobody don't land you with the breaking news.
What breaking news?
Jimmy. That is not news anymore.
Of course it's still news.
Then tell me what, no? I can't stand the suspense.
I got a promotion. I am now the deputy office manager.
Woo! Congratulations, girl. That is big news and good news. And I must say you look in the part, Miss Big Time Executive.
Thank you. And I have to thank Jimmy.
What did he do?
I used to come to work late some mornings, and one day Jimmy and I were talking about how I could manage my time better.
Seeing as how she do have children to get ready for school, our family breakfast to fix.
So cut a long story short, I was spending 20 minutes pressing close to her to work, and Jimmy with his energy saving self jumped on that and told me
how much electricity she could save by not ironing every day. She could give herself extra time in the mornings and bring down her light bill by ironing one time for the week.
And I took the advice to ease up on the energy. I noticed a difference in my light bill when I started ironing once a week.
Well, you live and you learn. I would never think not ironing every day would make a positive difference to the light bill.
And it helped me to save my time in the mornings so I could stop coming to work late and qualify for my promotion. Thanks again, Jimmy. My dear Kay, when Jimmy is here, is energy school win.
Of course, and this teacher is very strict, so make sure you all study the lesson. Ease up on the energy.
Yes, teacher.
Ease up on the energy. Up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy. Ease up.
This has been a presentation of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, MSTEM.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.